Ta-da!
Everybody?
Just that easy.
Welcome to... There we go. That's what I was going for. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things Patron special, an exclusive show.
Oh, marvelous.
Just for the patrons. This is the July of 2020. When you got magazines...
2022.
Yeah, thank you for finishing the year for me. Genuinely, thank you. We would have been here a while. Me trying to remember what year it is. Oh, boy, off to a great start. When you used to get magazines as a kid,
yeah.
And the months were always either like way off.
Yeah.
It was always mess with me. It's like, why am I getting the October Rolling Stone in August?
Right.
What's that about? And the idea is, well, that's how long it's on newsstands.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, you can stay here till for this long.
Yeah, then you gotta get rid of it. So, yeah, here we are. It's August 9th, and we're giving you the patron show for July of 2022, I'm being told. Yes, Darren.
It's interesting that you say that, because just the other day, this is not the sort of thing that I've paid attention to in forever, but it was basically, there were some books when you check out, it's either like, fun Sudoku,
mm-hmm.
Or whatever they call that.
Sure.
Sudoku?
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, Sudoku.
And then, or then it's like, easy crossword puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
And it had on there to, you know, this, you keep this out and for like another 2 weeks, and then we will replace this with new puzzles and, new crosswords.
So is this what you're looking at when you're in the checkout line there at Mattoon, trying to avoid eye contact with the crazy lady who was going to leave town?
That was closer to home, but it's okay. One of those things where it's like, this isn't something that's been sitting here for years.
No.
This is a fresh...
I wish they changed the produce as well as they changed the crossword puzzles.
Right.
My goodness. I got a story here of a flight attendant who got injured as a result of a rough touchdown.
I tell you what, God bless him.
Yeah. There are times I think that would be the coolest job.
New. Awful.
Well, I mean, I guess I used to think that before people feel like it's okay to just spit in their mouths and slap them in the face and
do
and
whatever
just
they
be
want.
Horror shows. This is a Southwest Airlines flight attendant who, as a result of a hard landing in California, according to federal safety investigators,
yeah.
The landing broke this woman's back.
Ooh.
Not the best advertisement for Southwest Airlines, is it?
No.
Southwest Airline flight attendant suffered a compression fracture to a vertebra in her upper back during a hard landing.
Now, they're supposed to sit down, aren't they?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And strap in
yeah.
for a landing?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
The National Transportation Safety Board says the impact of the landing was so hard that this flight attendant thought that the plane had crashed.
Hey, Crashy.
What are you doing down there?
Did you break your back? I swear, I thought we crashed. That would be something else, too, if the flight attendant got up and said, I thought we crashed, everybody.
Shouldn't you know better? Don't you know what crashes are and what a non-crash and a crash is?
She felt pain in her back and neck and couldn't move, and as a result was taken to the hospital where she was diagnosed with the fracture. Safety Board completed its investigation without saying what had caused the hard landing. The National Transportation Safety Board also said that none of the other 141 people on board the plane were injured at this incident in John Wayne Airport Santa Ana, California.
I bet 141 out of 141 people grabbed their bag and stepped over and
I've got a plane to catch. I'm due in Philadelphia.
And made their way out of that. You know, best of luck to you.
Well, what am I going to... You're not supposed to move the body. This is none of my business.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I don't got a brace on me. I'm lucky I've got a backpack with the crossword puzzles in it. Keep me busy in the airport. Sorry, thanks for everything up until the flight landed that I didn't care for.
Well, what about the look that you give the pilot?
Well, there's that, too. You think these pilots...
What are you doing?
These pilots are clearly dealing with some sort of good-natured ribbing from the other pilots. You gonna break your stewardess's back today there, Eddie? The pilots told investigators they were aiming for the normal touchdown zone on the relatively short runway.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's go with the normal touchdown zone. Well, that's what we were aiming for.
Let me ask you pilots this, and you have to be honest with me, because I'm from the government. Were you up there hot-dogging it? Huh? You hot dogging your landing?
Yeah, there might have been a couple loop-de-loops.
The NTSB says here in the report that shortly after the 18-year-old Boeing 737 taxied off the runway, the pilots, a 55-year-old captain and a 49-year-old co-pilot, were told about the injury to the flight attendant, who was in a jump seat in the back of the plane.
When did they finally decide to punt on the Quad City Air Show?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where it was just...
Well, that was a mess. It was a massive thing.
And forever.
Then it just left.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there was...
It's just like everybody's seen it two or three times and we all know it's the same thing.
I think there was some disagreement as to how much people got paid to run the thing. I think that there was... I could be wrong about that. I think it fell out because I think people are saying it wasn't worth their time. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was... You're right. It was... That was a big damn deal. I'll tell you this, as somebody who likes to take a nap in the afternoon, I don't miss the air show.
It seems, though, that like they had a couple, didn't they have a couple deadly crashes in the last few years?
There was, yeah, yeah. But I don't think that necessarily stops air shows.
No, you can't.
No. Yeah, they say that they reported it and everything has been reviewed. A spokeswoman for the airline declining to provide further information when asked about the result of the internal investigation, whether the plane was inspected for evidence of damage that would occur during a hard landing.
I think you got all the evidence you need. She's right there.
Exhibit A, broken back, if you please. Then there's a story of a buffalo that charged and seriously injured a Kansas sheriff's deputy. This was a day before the animal's owner was found gored to death. Thought owning a buffalo would be a good idea, did you? This is in Ellsworth County. Sheriff Murray Martson said in a news release that the buffalo had wandered onto a state highway. Deputy was trying to get the animal back in a pasture when it charged on Sunday night. A deputy from neighboring Rice County arrived and killed the buffalo when it appeared he was preparing to charge again at the downed deputy. So this buffalo takes you down and it's then coming at you again when luckily a sheriff, somebody from the other county, comes over and blows the buffalo away.
Do you need a little help, guys?
Great timing. That deputy has undergone surgery and is said to be in stable condition. Then on Monday, so that was Sunday. Monday morning, dispatchers got a call from a woman who said she found her nephew, 56-year-old Scott Schroeder, dead in a pen. And that she thought a buffalo had killed him.
Same buffalo?
Well, it had to have been a different one, right? If they shot the...
Now, okay.
If they shot the buffalo on Sunday night, and it was one of this guy's buffaloes, and then he's dead the next morning, or had he been dead the whole time?
If you shoot the buffalo,
because
you kind of have to.
Oh, yeah.
Can you eat the buffalo?
You don't let it go to waste. Isn't that the lesson? Not one part of that buffalo is to go to waste. Oh, great spirit, we honor you with this dead, murderous buffalo. The body of the guy who owned the buffalo was found in a row of trees not far from where the deputy was hurt. This guy owned 20-plus buffalo that were being kept at that location. It's got to be the same buffalo. He must have killed his owner, got out, and then went after some sheriff's deputies because he had a taste for human blood. That's what I'm putting together.
Oh, I'm hot tonight.
And dance by the light of the moon. Don't have to worry about hard landings. And I don't think any of us have to worry about buffalo. Not until that Bison Bridge is up and running. And that's 10 years away if it's a day. And even then, I don't think the buffalo are going to be in a place where they can get to us. Do you think that's going to happen, the Buffalo Bridge?
Hard to say.
I think it will. I think it's just dumb enough to happen. And I support it. They got my money. Can't find my t-shirt, though. I don't know where that went. I only had it wore it two or three times. Now I can't find it.
You didn't leave it laying around on the day that they gave it to you, did you?
Well, no.
Okay.
No, it came in the mail.
Oh.
I ordered it on their website. Gave them a little donation to get the Buffalo Bridge up and running. They are saying when they take a look at data from the Southern Hemisphere,
yes,
which is what they do, in the Southern Hemisphere, south of the equator...
So this should not affect us either.
No, it will, is what I'm telling you.
Oh.
it won't affect us right now, but this is something they do every year. See, it's summertime here.
Yes.
But south of the equator, it is cold and flu season.
Okay.
So every year, this is what they do is they take a look at the data, and this is how they build the flu shots that they make. They take a look at the prevalent strains, and then they try to wrap their head around what they think is going to happen, and then they give you the flu shot.
That makes sense.
So taking a look at data from the Southern Hemisphere, which is in full bore flu season right now, they say that the flu is surpassing pre-pandemic levels. So that gives health experts something to kind of freak out about as to what we will be in store for this year.
Because the flu has been down.
Yes, it's back and with a vengeance. A flu vaccine manufacturer headquartered in New Jersey. It's called Secreus. And a Dr. Greg Sylvester is the chief medical officer there. He tells USA Today, quote, "This might be an early warning system for us that this is the time now to start thinking about influenza. If we're not prepared, we could have a very naive population and we could see quite high rates." They're taking a look at Australia in particular, where flu season runs from May through September, to get a sense of what we're going to be dealing with.
Uh-huh.
And they say, just like here in the U.S., Australians saw unprecedentedly low levels of flu during the pandemic. By mid-July last year, only about 400 cases were reported. No hospitalizations or deaths, according to the country's flu surveillance system. This year, 205,000 cases of flu were reported, and 181 people died. Also, 1,500 hospitalizations. Almost 7% of those that were hospitalized were sent directly to ICU with influenza. Flu cases increased at a very high rate and ended up being at the highest rate that they've seen. And they say it's been so long they can't even remember when they've seen numbers like this. So something to consider.
Well, I tell you what, that flu that I had, God, what was it, 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst I've ever had anything. That was crippling.
They say here that in a normal season, children between the younger than two and adults over 65 are the highest risk for flu. But they are particularly worried this year about
right in the sweet spot.
They say school-aged children and teens may be more at risk this year. So something to consider.
Well, those teens, they've had it too good for too long.
Need another Vietnam to thin out their ranks a little bit.
Easy now.
That's an old Bart Simpson line. He was talking about Generation X. I mean, it's from like the first or second season. And Bart was talking about how he couldn't stand Gen X. He goes, "We need another Vietnam to thin their ranks out a little."
Well, that's kind of dark.
I know, but kind of hilarious.
Who wrote that joke? Paul Hardcastle?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. Paul Hardcastle. No, 19. That song when I was a kid scared the hell out of me.
Can you imagine how people would just absolutely lose their minds if they ever brought a draft back?
Yeah.
They'd go bonkers.
Well, yeah, it might happen. There's a blood shortage in the New York City region. So the New York City Blood Center is trying to come up with ways to get people to come in and donate.
Uh-huh.
They have teamed up with more than 25 local breweries to help support
free
the critical
beer for
need.
Blood.
You give us a pint of blood, we'll give you a pint of beer. That's what they're doing. The blood supply is dangerously low, currently standing at 1 to 2 day level. And you want to have it at 5 to 7 days.
Uh-huh. A little surplus.
They've had a hard time recovering since the pandemic, people coming in to donate blood. And blood drives just aren't as prevalent as they used to be. And they're not getting, you know, usually the best place to get blood drives going is on campuses and schools.
Yes. Okay.
And with school not in session, they run out of blood real fast. So now, if you give blood in New York City, they'll give you a voucher to redeem for a pint of beer, cider, wine, or soft drink at participating breweries. Give me your ticket and I'll buy you a Pepsi. Don't waste your beer ticket on a pop. What are you doing? I'm looking at the list of breweries here. There's some really good breweries that are involved in this.
I think I'll just have a cold pop.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I got bronchitis. It says here the vouchers are not redeemable the same day you donate blood. Mm. They're trying to get ahead of people donating blood and then rushing off to pound a beer to get crazy drunk fast.
Let's take advantage of not having so much blood in us.
This is going to be great. Kansas Splash Park. This is in Goddard, Kansas, which is near Wichita. A new federal study said dozens of people got sick at this splash park.
Boy, that's
last
kinda,
summer.
That's kind of been the story this year.
Study for the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say 21 people contracted Shigella bacteria.
Ugh.
Six others got the norovirus.
Yeah.
After visiting the splash park at Tanganyika Wildlife Park in Goddard.
What are the symptoms?
36 people also got gastrointestinal illnesses after visiting the splash park, but they don't have lab tests confirming what their illnesses were. You don't want this. Now there's a bunch of lawsuits being filed against the splash pad. I don't know that it's
not
a good idea.
Not necessarily the water that caused it. Did we take a look at the concession stand?
State and local health officials had said 8 people who visited the park contracted Shigella and other people tested positive for norovirus, sapovirus, and a type of E. coli.
How long have those hot dogs been there?
They were allowed to reopen last July after they upgraded their pump and filtration system and passed a health inspection. But
what about the hot dog roller?
This is a splash park that's next to a zoo.
Oh.
Does that seem like the best idea? Like if Niabe Zoo put a water park next to the
right,
zoo?
Next to it.
No.
Where there's just all kinds of just airborne stuff floating in the air.
Yes. Yeah, that doesn't seem like the best idea. I'm certain that this was not the fault of the animals. It was humans, right? But also, it just seems like a mistake to have a water park in a zoo.
You got a water slide right next to the monkey cage?
Do you see what I'm saying? And it doesn't seem very well thought out.
They say the screaming every time you go down.
from the monkeys?
From the monkeys.
Are the monkeys screaming when they see people go down the slide?
Yes, they're pleased by it.
That monkey's having the time of his life.
They love it. Finally, something to watch.
Now you've got something. It speaks to me.
The fact that they actually hired some of the monkeys to tell you when it's your turn to go.
That would be great. Monkey go. Just at the top blowing a little whistle.
Blows a little whistle.
Go ahead. Okay, you can go.
And the monkey's got an inappropriately too tight a Speedo on. This makes it.
Why is the monkey dressed up like Pamela Anderson in Baywatch? This is not cool.
That
stuffed bra and everything. Little monkey one piece on.
That monkey had a boob job. Wait, you can't do. What kind of doctor? Where did you get your medical license?
We climb all the way up there. We waited in line for half an hour. We get to the top of the slide. There's a monkey with breast augmentation giving us dirty looks. And then she blows a whistle. I don't know what the hell to do. It was so bizarre.
If you don't go, he pushes you.
With boobs first.
He pushes you with the boobs.
It's hot in Portland, I guess.
Yeah.
How hot is it?
Yeah.
200-year-old tree exploded due to the heat wave.
Exploding trees.
Consider that the 7-day heat wave.
Screaming trees, but not exploding trees.
Screaming trees aren't from Portland, right?
They're from the Northwest?
They're from the Pacific Northwest. During the 7-day heat wave in Portland, a huge branch of an oak tree broke and fell into a neighborhood, taking down power lines. They think the heat caused the tree to explode. The tree is estimated to be more than 200 years old. It looked perfectly healthy, but 7 days of temperatures at 95 degrees or above may have been the cause of this branch falling.
That'll do it.
The branch, just the branch, they say, weighed 30,000 pounds.
Oh, my God.
No one was hurt, thank God, and the property damage was minimal. It is a healthy and regularly maintained tree.
Boy, the wood pirates love that sort of thing.
Oh, what can you do with that? 200-year-old tree wood? And keep in mind, like, in Portland, nobody has air conditioning.
No, they don't.
They don't know from air conditioning because they never have any use for it. They don't have it in their cars. You have to pay extra for AC in your cars, which is weird.
Well, no, they get, yeah, because they typically what they get up there is the Northwest package.
Right, that's what it's called. So you save a couple bucks by not getting the AC. Me, I'd go ahead and get the AC.
Well,
there's not a state in our union where I wouldn't have air conditioning.
Like you said, what, you're never going to travel to a different state?
Right?
Ever?
Right? The Elvis movie that you saw and enjoyed was supposed to be coming out next week on HBO Max.
Okay.
That's why I've been waiting to see it. Because so, we're already paying for HBO Max. So I'll just wait.
Watch it there, yeah.
Well, that was the plan. But now, out of nowhere, they're saying, no, that's not happening. That's not coming to HBO Max. The Baz Luhrmann movie Elvis was supposed to come out. Usually the way it works is that 45 days after it's in theaters, it comes out on HBO Max. But now this new regime is saying, no, that was the deal you had with the other people that ran HBO Max. We're not doing that. So this Tom Hanks thing, it will the Elvis movie, it's going to be on HBO Max at some point, but they've said it not next week, and we're not telling you when.
Is it
so
still
if you were
the
looking
theaters?
Forward to watching, it is, I imagine. It is. I just, I feel like if it's coming to HBO Max, why would I go to a theater?
Yeah, take it to the max.
I don't want to pay for something twice. I did the same thing with the Disney Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I still haven't gotten around to watching that damn thing. Mm. How's this for bizarre? Scientists say that they've detected REM-like sleep and possibly dream activity in spiders. That spiders have, jumping spiders at least, have REM-like twitches when they sleep.
Yeah.
Suggesting dreams might be more widespread in the animal kingdom than we previously realized.
Spiders dream.
Yeah, what do they dream of? What the hell does a spider dream about? A behavioral ecologist caught local jumping spiders and kept them in clear plastic boxes on her windowsill, planning to test their reactions to 3D printed models of predatory spiders. When she came home from dinner one night, though, she noticed something was odd. They were all hanging from the lids of their boxes, she says. She'd never seen jumping spiders suspended motionless on silk lines like this before. She says, I had no idea what happened. I thought they were dead. It turns out the jumping spiders were just sleeping. And she had discovered an alternate sleeping habit that this species has. It's known to build silk sleeping dens that curl up in dead leaves. But the real surprise came when she decided to spy on them at night. She bought a cheap night vision camera and duct taped magnifying glasses to it. These spiders are real tiny. She aimed it at a female sleeping spider, and what she saw astonished her. The spider mostly just hung there, but then her legs started to twitch, and her abdomen and even her silk-producing spinnerets did so as well. Sometimes the legs would curl in towards her. Every spider she recorded, the odd movements happened during distinct bouts that lasted little more than a minute and occurred periodically throughout the night. They were just uncontrollably twitching in a way that really looked like dogs or cats do when they're having dreams in their REM phases. The rapid eye movement sleep is a state of partial or near total muscle paralysis where your brain's awake, but your body's out. Paradoxical sleep, they call it. And they think it's possible that these spiders are having dreams.
The dream is always the same. I jump into the loving arms of Jack Webb and he doesn't have his shirt on.
I want you to wash my back. What? That got weird in a hurry. Finally, friends, we have two Florida stories just for you here on the Patriots.
A twin spin.
Yes. Yeah, I couldn't decide which one to use. Florida.
So why not both?
Exactly. This one involves a guy in the Tampa Bay area who had just gotten arrested for drunk driving.
Uh-huh.
All right. He's in jail on a drunk driving charge.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, it's not good. We discourage that.
Anyone who drinks and drives is a real jackass.
Reading here from the Tampa Bay Times, a man bailed out of the Pinellas County Jail on a drunken driving charge on Sunday, then tried to break into three sheriff's office vehicles parked on the facility grounds.
Don't you ever learn.
32-year-old Tampa man arrested just after 7 a.m. on Sunday after he rear-ended another vehicle. Deputies pulled him over, at which time he showed signs of impairment and did poorly on sobriety field tests.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what we say.
What's number one rule, Dave and Darren listeners?
No field tests.
Never, turtles, never. The man told deputies he was at a concert the night before and he was tired. Later that day, the man posted $500 bail and was released from the jail. However, he tried to break into a 2013 Chevy Tahoe, a 2010 Chevy Impala, and a 2004 Ford van that were all parked at the jail. The man told deputies he thought his keys might be in those vehicles. Arrested on three charges of auto burglary, was later released on $15,000 bail.
This isn't getting any better.
You've made a bad situation worse.
Oh, I thought maybe my keys were in there.
As dumb as that is, though, spare a thought for Enzo Zabala Cardozo. This is in St. Petersburg, Florida, the Sunshine City. Enzo advised the Florida cops who caught him with a glass pipe in his lips attempting to light up in an alleyway in St. Petersburg.
Right.
Quote, "It's okay. Meth is legal now."
That's what I've heard. Do I have that wrong?
Upon spotting police, he began walking away, but not before declaring, quote, "Meth is legal now." He did not offer further details as to when lawmakers legalized use of methamphetamines. It's still, by the way,
the guy who sold this to me told me that
this not only comes with meth, but a little bit of legal advice for you. Completely free to smoke this anywhere you want. Zabala Cardozo was busted on a felony drug possession charge and a misdemeanor count of resisting police. You're damn right I'm going to resist. I'm legal to do this. I'm within my rights. Yeah, meth possession is still very much a crime. At the time,
I don't know that that'll ever change.
Meth? No, yeah. That won't be legalized. It shouldn't be. He was booked into county jail on $2,150 in bond. At the time of his arrest at 3:50 in the morning on Thursday. Wow, really going after it. Smoking meth and it's not even 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, he probably had started quite a bit earlier.
Like 2017?
Right.
Arrested for possession of meth and drug paraphernalia. Not his first scrape with the law. It says here his rap sheet includes multiple convictions for narcotics possession, as well as convictions for trespass, disorderly conduct, obstruction, and assault.
Well, he knows what he likes.
Yeah. Look, it's...
This is my drip.
Not again. I was told that this is okay, that you guys would be cool with this. Oh,
just a bunch of bad information out there.
Look, it's been a real miscommunication. Our signals, our wires got crossed.
I'm as disappointed as anyone.
If anyone's upset, believe me.
It's me.
It's me. That's going to do it for our patron exclusive Top 5 Things podcast. Patrons, thank you so much for your continued support. We hope you enjoy these exclusive shows, and we look forward to giving you more exclusive content in the very near future.
Oh, see.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again. Thanks for your support. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keep it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Okay, so I'll see you later, huh? I'll give you a call.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.